This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, aside from that, though, last week, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad highlighted the fact that Malaysia ranks top for press freedom in Southeast Asia. And this is based on the 2019 World Press Freedom Index compiled by Reporters Without Borders that was released in May.
So Malaysia leaped 22 places from 2018 to 123 on the list. So last year, we were at about 145. So now the Prime Minister was linking that the improvement in press freedom rankings to the government's commitment to fight corruption.
So for some thoughts on this and the state of play in Malaysian media affairs, joining us on the line is Gayathri Venkateswaran, Assistant Professor of Media and Communications at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Gayathri. So what do you make of the Prime Minister's association between press freedom and the fight against corruption? Is that linkage accurate in your view?
Hi, good morning, Lynn, and good morning to everyone else. Actually, the first thing is I think that we need to maybe correct the statement by the Prime Minister because there are quite a few factual errors in there. We are not the top when it comes to Southeast Asia. It's actually Timor-Leste in Southeast Asia that holds the record of having pretty good press freedom compared to many of the neighbours in the region. I think that it's actually very important to recognise that the fact that as an independent country, a young independent country, that in Timor-Leste has actually maintained that quite well. So it's not Malaysia, even if we seem to have jumped quite a lot. I think that... I would find a bit of problems in terms of the ranking as well, because we have not, or at least the ranking does not address the fact that we've not actually removed quite a number of the major obstacles, legal obstacles. And in relation to corruption, it would be the ability of the media to report without fear or favour. So if we take two major laws that would have sort of paved the way or opened the path for much more corruption reporting, I would say one is the Printing Presses and Publications Act, and the second one is the Official Secrets Act, even though we hear that that's on the table for repeal or for review. So we haven't actually had that the repeals of these laws, which I think critical and very important to allow for the media to be able to report freely. So I think the ranking maybe gives a sense of, okay, maybe there's hope, given the change that we've had since last year. But it actually does not deal with what I think on the ground, the movement has not been very solid or substantial.
So how would you assess the current government's commitment actually to press freedom?
I think there's been a lot of words. There's not been a lot of action. I think that we've not actually seen enough, I think, engagement with the large sector, which is the media, very selected parts of the media that are involved in discussions. There's not much more discussions with a wider sort of a public consultation with wide, broader levels of society in terms of what is needed actually to liberalise the sector, or to also open up in terms of the, or remove the kind of legal obstacles that are already there. So I think that, again, a lot of words not matched yet with enough actions. We've seen that, or at least I know from people who have attended meetings, it's very unfortunate that a lot of the part about media is still considered to be sort of national security issues. You know, the need to control is still there. It hasn't actually been replaced by, okay, let's open up. I think there's still a lot of fear that they will not be able to control the media when the laws are repealed. And I think that's very worrying, because I think we really need to step out of this previous mindset that media is a threat or it can be a potential threat. So I think we need to move away from that. And again, I think the anti-corruption agenda seems to be it seems to have gotten a renewed sort of commitment, and you can't have that when you haven't actually gotten rid of this idea that at some point we still need to control the media. So I think there's still a sort of a gap that needs to be addressed. I think, again, a lot of that talk needs to be followed by actually concrete actions.
Thank you so much, Gayathri. And that was Gayathri Venkateswaran, Assistant Professor of Media and Communications at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, highlighting the slightly unfortunate idea that the fact that the government, that the media still needs to be controlled. At least this is something that she has seen and other media players have seen from their discussions with the government, that if they repeal certain acts like the Printing Presses and Publications Act, for example, that they will not then be able to control what's coming out of the media. And As someone in the media, I'm very much in favor of not being controlled at all, just because you know that is what press freedom actually is, allowing your media the freedom to report even on issues that might not be all sunshine and roses for the government of the day.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to the topic of corruption, so much of it is highlighted by the press, isn't it? If you look at the global stage, it's not the governments that report that they're corrupt.
Of course not.
Right? It's the press that report all this. And if you clamp down on the press and their ability to report what they know, what they've dug out, then a lot of these cases will never come to light. I mean, for example, our own Malaysia, 1MDB, a lot of it was driven by international press and even domestic press. Like we had The Edge, we had the New York Times really going after these stories.
Yes, and if they hadn't, then some of these would never have come to light and justice may not eventually be served. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.